This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today I have a fellow podcaster here who is going to share her new venture in podcasting with us today. Her name is Tesla Mitchell, and not to be confused with, you're not a car,
yeah.
You're a human.
I'm the original model.
That's a good one. And you've actually requested kombucha, which I've never had in my life.
Yeah.
And you said it's good for my gut health.
It is.
I don't know if you want this one or that one. It doesn't matter. I just got two flavors that sounded good.
I'll go with the strawberry lemon. Let's do it.
And I got wild blueberry lemon lavender. Goodness.
Yeah. Now watch out because it does have a fizz. So
perfect.
You do want to like let it. There we go.
There we go. So
let it release a little.
Deanne's kombucha. I don't know. I went down to the co-op. I've never been in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in there when I was partying back in the day, but that was when it was a bar.
Oh, yeah.
When it was Shides.
Shides.
And then it turned into
NC's.
That
was a crazy place.
Slim.
Yeah, it's got a strong taste to it.
Holy smokes, I'd say.
I know. I got to keep letting mine seep out here a little bit.
Well, anyways, yeah. Cheers first.
Cheers.
These are actually
thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Now, you told me a while ago that you were going to get into podcasting. I go, you need to be on mine then, and then
yeah.
I need to be on yours eventually.
Agreed.
So that'll, and I heard that's the best way to promote your podcast is to be on as many as you can get onto. And I always read or heard from podcasts,
right,
that most likely what's going to happen is if someone's on yours, it's only going to help them out. It doesn't usually help yourself out. So then you got to get on other people's. So yeah. I don't know. Do you have a niche? First of all, what's it called?
It's called How Life Shapes Us.
How Life Shapes Us.
Yeah. And so what the podcast is about those big moments and experiences in life. I'm still letting it seep out a little bit so it doesn't like explode onto the table. So the podcast is about those big life events and things that have happened in your life that have really shaped you into the person that you are.
Okay.
So when you look back at your life and you're like, wow, that one moment, whether it was meeting someone, whether it was doing something, whether it was a tragedy, whether it was just an experience, a cool trip, a move. I remember us talking about
yeah.
a move for you. And then you look back and you're like, that definitely changed my life. And I took some kind of meaning, some kind of purpose. It changed me, and now I'm different because of it.
Okay.
And I really like these types of stories because I feel like there's a lot that we can learn from each other and from those instances that relate to just being a human and what it's like living here on Earth. So
living here on Earth.
Yeah.
I love it. Well,
yeah.
I gotta ask you, I just feel like there's got to be something. There must have been some life event that had made you think about this podcast, I would think, just by the way you told me what it's about.
Yeah.
Was there that something happened in your life that was like, this is a defining moment that I'll remember forever?
Yeah. You know, for me, the big part is two things. Being a journalist, so I have about 10 years of experience as a journalist. I graduated with a degree in journalism from St. Mary's.
Okay.
And then started working at the Winona Daily News. And I worked there until 2019 when I switched over to the dark side and went into marketing.
The dark side.
Yeah,
now you're selling people on things.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as a journalist, I loved hearing people's stories and really finding out what makes them tick.
Yeah.
You know, and I got so many opportunities to meet some truly amazing humans. and really see what, you know, made them into the people that they are. And one of my favorite series that I did as a journalist was called What I've Learned. And that was a series where I went into the senior center, the friendship center.
Okay.
And I talked with older adults about what they've learned in life.
Sure.
The stories that I heard were magnificent. And each person was so different. And it was a moment to just like pass on their life wisdom.
Sure.
Like, imagine I'm your grandchild. What life wisdom do you want me to know?
Yes. And people, but younger generations sometimes will not listen to the older. I know best. And actually, I lived in Atlanta for 2 years. And I worked at a car dealership. And there's this older guy. He worked there. He was like a manager of some sort. And he told me that I needed to go to the Biltmore Estates in North Carolina. And I did that. I just took his word for it. I took a vacation up there one weekend. And I was like, I went there. It was awesome. And I learned so much. And it was obviously, it's the biggest house in America that was owned by a family. Oh. And he's like, oh, you actually went there? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I took you up on what you told me to do. And I appreciated it so much. And people got to listen to older people, at least get their perspective. You don't have to agree with them by any means, but at least get their perspective. So that's really cool that you went into the Senior Friendship Center here in Winona, and then you talked to people about their life stories. Was there a piece of advice that stood out to you that someone gave you?
One gentleman talked about how he had had traveled to almost every country in the world. And he had done it through like some of the traveling agencies. And at that point, like, I didn't even realize that there was traveling agencies, because at that point I was like maybe 22, 24, somewhere in there. And I didn't know that that was a thing. But his experiences of going to these different countries and like deep diving into their cultures and like ways of life was, it really stood out to me of like how many stories there really are to tell and how many different ways of living. And just what a cool experience.
Right.
You know, and that was the cool thing is like the stories were so varied. There was one gentleman who, you know, traveled across the world. There was another gentleman who was a mathematician, but was into like Reiki. Do you know what Reiki is?
I don't think I do.
Reiki is like healing through energy.
Okay. All right.
Like, it's like, let me put my hands out here and let me like feel away slash like push away your negative energy.
Perfect.
Like, you know, but it was insane to me that this mathematician, very much into hard numbers and facts, was also into this like quantum mechanics and energy healing and all of these things. And he felt that he had learned how to help heal people from a distance.
Okay.
And I was like, this is a whole reality that I like had not been exposed to, you know? And then there was a woman who talked about how she had adopted many different children. And that those children had, like, the journey of adoption and how that had become part of their family, and that she had really learned about how family is not just your blood, and that that's not just a statement, that that's, like, reality, that, you know, you can have children that aren't yours, and they are part of your family, and they will live and grow and be there forever, you know, in part of your unit. So it was just a really cool experience to hear so many different stories. And after, you know, being out of the journalism field for a hot minute and being into the dark side of marketing and, you know, all of that.
How did you go from journalism to marketing then?
To be honest, the pay is not great in journalism.
It
really sucks.
Yeah.
It was really unfortunate. I loved my job. I am an advocate of democracy and democracy through information and, you know, people being informed on what's going on in their worlds. But at the end of it, you know, when I left in 2019, the most I was getting paid was $13.50 an hour.
Whoa.
And
you can work at McDonald's for more nowadays.
Yeah. You know, and 2019 wasn't that long ago.
No, it was not.
You know, and it's like, I got a degree in this field. I got a degree. I've got 10 years experience. Like, I need to be making more than $13.50
an hour. Well, now look, now you get to do podcasting, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
0 degree needed for this.
Yeah.
And you still get to do what you originally loved while you get to now go make some marketing money.
Yeah.
Which that works. And it's so much fun with all the stuff we have nowadays, all this technology, where we can actually just do this. Yeah. And I got to tell you, haven't made a dime off of this yet either. So, and I've been doing this for a year and a half now, but it's fun. And I realized I enjoy talking to people. So maybe I do have a sense of journalism in me.
Right.
But I also like the marketing aspect of marketing it out there as well.
Yeah.
So for you, how have you, since you got a marketing background, how are you doing then? You're just asking you in general, how are you doing with your marketing on? Because you only got like, what, 3 or 4 episodes? Three episodes now.
Yeah. So the marketing element slash the like pushing out was a whole strategy in itself as well. So going into podcasting, I really decided that I wanted to do as little editing and back end work as possible.
Sure.
And I really wanted to focus on these moments of talking with people, making eye contact, hearing their stories. That's what I'm here for. And all the other stuff I knew needed to happen, but I also wanted to make it as short as possible. So I'm on Descript as a platform. That's an editing platform. Have you heard of Descript?
I have not.
Okay,
no.
Really cool. So I did tons of research. I did a lot of research on like which platforms are going to give me all the things that I need. I really wanted to hook up into a platform that would use AI capabilities to help me edit quicker and faster, which Descript has done. And then I really wanted to find like templates so that I can just like plug and go.
Sure.
So the big ones that I used right now is Buzzsprout, which is for the initial, that's for the pushing out the hosting and the like, you know, pushing it out to other platforms.
So that's the production,
that's the publishing piece.
So I'm on RSS.com.
Okay.
It must be the same thing, what you just told me, it sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Whereas I click and it goes out to Spotify, Apple Podcast, Pandora, all those ones it goes out to. So Buzzsprout must be the same idea.
Yeah, it is. And there was a number of different platforms that I found, and Buzzsprout, I felt like it was really good because it does allow for monetization later.
Yep.
I'm not that place right now.
Me either.
You know, but I did want the ability. I also didn't want something that like needed me to customize. I don't want to do a lot of work. So Buzzsprout felt like a really easy, low-hanging fruit spot. But Descript was awesome. Okay, so Descript is a text-based editing tool. So you put in your audio, right? You can also use video. So if you have a video component, you can put both of those pieces, video and audio, into that platform and then edit from there. Well, it lets you edit from the text or your transcript rather than editing through the wavelength.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
So I literally went in there. I edited an episode today and I read through the transcript. And I was like, oh, here's a spot where my dog threw up. So I'm going to edit that out. You know, like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I went in there and I read and I'm like, and I'm reading the transcript and I see myself saying, oh, no, it's great. Oh, mostly stomach acid. That's good.
That's great. So I assume you're doing this at your house then.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you just audio so far or do you have both?
I do have both. However, I'm not focusing as much on the video because I was also listening to some podcasts about podcasting.
So do I.
And one of the podcasts that I was listening to had just gone to this big conference. They were in France for this big podcasting conference, which I didn't know was a thing, but that's pretty cool.
Maybe we'll get there someday.
Yeah, let's go, dude. Let's go. And what they had heard and learned there, one big takeaway for them was that if you get, say you get a video that goes viral, right?
Yep.
It's a 30-second clip on Instagram and it goes viral from your podcast. That, they have found that that does not translate in more listens or downloads on your podcast. So they don't exactly talk to each other and they don't translate into like if someone follows you on Instagram and is watching your reels, that doesn't mean that they're going to go listen to your podcast.
Right. Yep. We might have been listening to the same one. Do you remember what that podcast was called? There's one with a guy named Kev Michaels. And he just kind of recently switched over to talking about how YouTube can help out your podcast.
Yeah.
So he's talking about that now. Before it was called, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a yellow screen. I remember a yellow thumbnail, and now it's black and blue with his face on it. But anyways.
Interesting.
It was
okay. Kind
of the same thing.
Yeah.
He was talking about how you should focus on one social media platform. And then they'll maybe go over to your, I think is this what he said, you'll go over to the other ones possibly. But I mean, whenever I put stuff out there, it's all roughly the same.
Yeah.
And I did have one TikTok video, went somewhat viral. I mean, like 2,600 likes and almost 50,000 views. I don't know if it pushed over to the podcast or not. So it does have more downloads than other ones, that's for sure.
That's cool.
So
that's awesome. That shows that there's some translation there, I would say.
Yeah, and people kept saying, oh, we need more to the story. So then in the comment section, I'd go down there and say, go listen to the Brews and Crews podcast.
Yeah.
And you can find it on any platform. So
yeah, you know, and that was the thing that I was kind of talking about is you can do videos, and that's definitely helpful, but know that it's building your brand, mm-hmm. not always building your podcast.
Right, yep.
And so that's kind of where I focused on, you know what, for right now, I'm going to focus on audio, but I have all the video backups mm-hmm. so that I can feel that I have those pieces, those assets to work with later.
Sure.
Because, and that was the other thing about Descript, is then I can edit through there as well, and I don't have to pay for an extra piece. But I really like Descript because some of the AI features, I like even today went through, took my podcast audio, put it in there, blah, 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 did some editing. Well, one of the AI features is to remove filler words.
Yep.
So I can go in and remove all of the ums and uhs.
Uh-huh.
And there's a button that I click that says edit unless if it's going to create a hard cut. So if I were to say, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, then that would be a hard cut, and it would make it sound weird.
Sure.
But if I'm talking and I slip a in there, then it'll take that out, and it'll make it feel seamless.
Oh, okay. I can kind of tell on certain podcasts when they do have, like, a hard cut.
Yeah.
I can kind of tell on some of them. I listen to a lot of Armchair Expert, which that one I can tell when they do a lot of hard cuts. I can tell that one. But then I like to structure mine similar to like Joe Rogan, where it's very raw. So
right.
You hear an or you it's fizzing and it's falling, you know, it's going all over the place. I want that to hear that or something or see that if they're watching, depending on how they're doing it. But I like that aspect, and it takes out less editing for me.
Yes.
So unless someone had a phone call, I've only had to edit very seldom stuff. And it's basically just to bring it down. So it's I got my spike, my clap that I do, that spike, so I can see how to line up the audio and in the video. Yeah, because that's the toughest part is actually doing that.
Yeah, the syncing.
Actually, you know what the hardest part for me now is the time it takes to upload a video to YouTube that's about an hour long. Holy
so
cow.
Long.
You got to go to like the right place with the right internet.
Yeah.
And then it takes like an hour and a half. But I've been doing them in 4K now, so it is taking a lot longer.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, when you did your thumbnail, I noticed your thumbnail is pretty, I think it looks pretty creative in my mind.
Yeah.
Did you use Canva or did you do something else?
So I used Canva. That was a fun fun thing as well. So I did my standard thumbnail, right, that I wanted that has my name and just my picture. And then I wanted to do a template that I can use for guests. So there's the standard one, but then there's one for like, I'm promoting this episode.
Okay.
That one has a person's picture in it and it has like the name of the episode and stuff. So I made both of those in Canva and I made them so that each time someone comes, I just plug in their face. I get a picture from them, plug in their face, write my episode name and boom, we're done. But for that actual thumbnail, I went through and I also used AI. So I created about what I kind of liked and stuff. And then my original thumbnail was much different than what I ended up with because I threw it into ChatGPT and I was like, I want you to pretend that you are a podcasting expert and your job is to help me narrow down how this graphic should look. I want you to search the web for top advice on podcasting thumbnails, give me recommendations, and then I want you to rank those recommendations based on how important they are.
Sure.
And it popped out some good stuff. I was like,
yes.
Hey.
I utilize ChatGPT for a ton of things now that some people go, what are you talking about? I go, utilize it. I'm like, it can definitely help you make something. You're just like my description. I'm not a writer. If I was a writer, different story, but I'm not a writer.
Right.
So I'll type in what I want it to sound like. I go, make this sound intriguing for people that don't know who I am, that they would possibly listen to it. So I don't know if anybody reads descriptions, but
yeah, some maybe. Do.
So some you do. Utilize that too. And Canva. Yeah. So we're all doing the same thing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And Canva's so addicting.
It is.
So, one thing I learned though from this other podcaster that I was talking about, he talked about on YouTube how that's one of the biggest growing platforms, but your thumbnail has to capture them. So I had some people say, oh, I like your thumbnails. And some people go, oh, I like it when I want it to be more uniform. So it looks standard every single week. And then he was saying, that's not what you should do. You got to make it clickable. You want people to click on it. So last week I did one that was a little different. I actually put the episode title on the thumbnail.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it's done because it just came out today, which is a week from now. So I don't know how well it's going to do, but it was a travel advisor was on and I said, why you need to utilize a travel advisor is what the episode title was.
Nice.
So I hope that gets some more clicks, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think all those little pieces really come into play. I'm also super into data analysis, analyzing the data.
Yep.
So I do that a lot for my job at Winona State. Is I will look at analytics and see how things are performing and what's performing best and kind of make tweaks based on what I'm seeing and how are things trending. So I definitely am doing that with this as well, of trying to find, what data I need, which is most important and which I'm going to pay attention to, and then track that as well.
Does your Buzzsprout, does that give you the analytics?
It does.
So how detailed is it? Because on RSS,
mine says
on RSS it like shows me where they're possibly downloading it from.
Yeah,
says that some of them could be bots too. This percentage is bots.
Oh, interesting.
So
okay,
it's not really telling me how long people. I don't think it's saying how long people are actually staying on it. But
yeah,
if you go to YouTube, it gives you way more. It gives you way more analytics, I think. So
yeah, so Buzzsprout gives downloads per episode and then overall. And then it shows you the locations that people are listening from and then how they're reaching the podcast. So are they reaching
it? They're clicking on it or finding it?
Yeah, like where they're finding it from. So I've got like 27% from Facebook, 25% from web browser. So people were actually like searching how Life Shapes
Us.
Oh,
actually, I do get that
Spotify,
on RSS.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and then unknown Apple apps. That's funny. So far, I have listeners in the United States, Mexico, and Ireland.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw some. I'm like, I don't know if it's a bot or not, but that's like Australia was one of them. Yeah. Like, who's listening to me there? Obviously, that's a lot awesome. Of them are from this area. So going to the analytics, how are your first episodes doing so far?
First few are doing great. Ron Strege was my first episode, and I knew that his was going to be a really awesome one. He is an amazing person. Have you ever met Ron Strege?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So he's at Winona State, and he's just one of those charismatic people that's not like charismatic in a bad way, if that makes sense. He's just like a really genuine person. And one of the stories I talk about in the podcast is how when I first met Ron, we were in this big room and it was at a Winona State event and there's tons of tables and everyone's like grouped in their tables. And he just like seamlessly floated from table to table and made these like really cool connection moments. And I watched like as he would leave each table, people were smiling and he would, sometimes put a hand on a shoulder, just like creating relationships and connections as he goes. And he is one of those just really amazing humans. One time while I was working, I randomly got a message from him and he's like, hey, Tesla, I'm doing a random kindness project. Is there someone that you would like to nominate to get some flowers or a gift? And I was like, this is freaking awesome.
That's
like,
cool.
That's who he is. So I knew that his episode would do really well, but he was a top priority for me to get on the podcast because beyond being an amazing person, he has a lot of story to tell, and I was really excited to hear it. I also really wanted to talk about the experience of him having cancer and what that's kind of taught him and whether there's any wisdom that he wanted to pass on to the world you know, after having that experience and still going through it.
Sure.
So it was a really beautiful episode. Totally made me cry at some moments, made me laugh. Like, you know, he talked about how his authenticity and his charismatic attitude really, an empathetic attitude really came from losing his sister when he was 15 to cancer, and how, you know, his parents didn't, they weren't able to be there as emotionally present as he needed, which makes sense because they had just lost their daughter.
Okay.
And so he really grew up being like, you know, this is who I kind of needed, and that's who I'm going to be. Gotcha. And it was just a really beautiful story. And he talked about having terminal cancer and, sure. you know, what he wants to do with the remainder of his life. And it was just a profound, really beautiful episode. So that one has like 150 downloads on that one so far. And then I also interviewed my mom.
I was going to ask you because I saw that one come up. How was it interviewing your mom? Because I had my dad on.
Yeah.
And I'm asking him all these questions that I pretty much already know the answers to.
Yeah.
But letting him tell his story. Was it kind of the same for you? Or was it?
It was actually really, yeah. I actually learned a lot.
Okay.
It was cool. You know, so the whole theme is like, tell me about an experience that shaped your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this as an intro to the podcast episode, but I was really worried that she was going to go really religious on me.
Oh, okay.
So we've sometimes had disagreements about religion and spirituality. I'm more spiritual. She's more religious, or that's at least what I would qualify it as.
Okay.
And we've kind of butted heads on that. But also, like, I'm a journalist and I didn't want to filter her or like force her to, you know, I didn't want to tell her like, mom, don't bring up religion.
Sure.
You know, so I just wanted to see what she would say. So I really came at it from like a place of like, I'm going to be curious and I'm going to hear whatever she says. And it was a phenomenal conversation. And it was one that like by the end of it, I could tell that I had heard her and she had like heard me, which I haven't always felt has happened in previous times, you know?
Yeah.
And so we actually like saw each other across the table, and it was a really genuine moment. I feel a lot closer to my mom after that.
That's a counseling session right there.
Yeah, it was
I
like
always
legit.
Tell people this is like therapy sometimes, because you get to talk and learn about someone, or maybe learn about mom that you grew up with. And you guys heard each other's sides of the stories out. And that's kind of really cool in my mind.
Yeah.
I always just think it's like therapy coming here.
Yeah, so for nice. Real. You know, and then because she's my mom, I was able to ask her some questions of stories that I knew, you know, bringing up some of the stuff in her past and everything. And it was this nice middle ground of like hearing new things, but then also prompting her to tell some of her stories. And it was really phenomenal.
Well, okay, I got a question now. Did she ever say, how did you get your name, Tesla? Because that is a name I would have never, I mean, you would have never heard probably other than way, way back Nikola Tesla until the cars came out. And you're obviously you're older than the car company.
Yeah.
How did you get your name?
Yeah, so my name came from the band Tesla.
Oh,
so okay. Tesla, it was like Guns N' Roses type era.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was named after the band, but my mom agreed to it because the band was named after the scientist.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was okay with it because she's like, okay, well, at least it's got some science behind, you know, like that kind of thing, which was hilarious. And then she named my two other siblings after scientists as well. One of my siblings is Isaac Newton is his middle name.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay. And then my other sibling's original name was Benjamin after Benjamin Franklin.
Sure.
And so it was she tried to like cover up the music related by naming the two others after scientists as well. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Well, I really like it. It's a really cool name.
It's so unique.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard anybody with the first name of that.
You know what, though? There is another Tesla Rodriguez out there, because Rodriguez is my maiden name.
Yep.
There is another Tesla Rodriguez out there.
In the world?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to tell me in Winona.
No. She's in California. And
get her on the podcast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I found out because of my email address is tesla.rodriguez. And hers is Tesla.Rodriguez. The only difference is that our last name, Rodriguez, mine is spelled Q-U-E-Z. Okay. Hers is G-U-E-Z, which is the traditional way of spelling Rodriguez, except I'm pretty sure someone in my family just like switched around the curly Q on accident. Sure. Or like, like somewhere back there it turned into a Q. But at one point, I had bought, get this, this was hilarious. So at one point I had bought a pair of shoes and I'd gotten the receipt sent to Tesla.Rodriguez. Okay, well, I got a receipt like a day later. I was like, oh, where's my receipt? That's weird. I'd gotten a receipt for a pair of boots and I was like, sweet, there's my boots. It was around fall, so around the time when everyone was buying boots. This receipt was for like $150. Mine was like for $40. And I was like, what is going on? Oh, like, no. Oh no, I just got hacked. And I look, I'm like, I have never seen these boots before in my life. And I look at the receipt and it's Tesla Rodriguez with a G. And then I realized, and then we actually connected on Facebook and I was like, hey. And we figured out that like we got sent each other's receipts.
Wow.
Somehow there was a mix-up, but not only a mix-up on one of our ends, on both. Like, my receipt got sent to her, and her receipt got sent to me.
That's weird. I could see if it like auto-corrected or something for whoever was sending out the receipts.
Yeah.
That is...
It was so weird.
So then you guys connected on Facebook.
Yeah, we connected on Facebook. I was like, who is this chick? Like, who's got my name?
Who's got my name? That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. No one else would be like that because everyone else... Like, I'm sure there's another Chris Jacobson
out there. Oh, yes. Yeah, if I Google it, there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah,
that's
so, like, you're probably not even offended. I was legit offended. This other person had my name.
Yeah.
You stole it.
And it's like, such a unique name, too. Yeah. So, like, wow.
Yeah, there's also a Tesla Mitchell out there. So at this point, I'm just like, I can't even be bothered by it.
Nah, so when you do your episodes, do you do them at your house in face-to-face so far, or do you do them online, too?
Yeah, so my studio is downstairs in our house. We have a spare bedroom, and originally it was meant to be a guest room. And then we had gotten a really nice like foam mattress. And at the time we had a really old cat and he was kind of a butthead. And at times he would try to sneak into places and like pee in places because he was like 12 years old. He was just an old cranky dude. And at one point he snuck down there. We had notoriously kept the door closed. But one day when the kids had left the door open.
Oh no.
And the cat peed on the foam mattress.
Great.
Like you cannot go back from that.
No.
Like it is.
Throw that one out.
Yeah, it had been slept on twice.
Oh no.
It was so sad.
Brand new.
So we hauled that out, and I was so mad about it, and I was like, well, we could get another mattress and stuff, and then we just put it off, and finally I was like, you know what? This is going to be the perfect place for my podcast.
Yeah.
And so I've made it out, you know, like it's got the two chairs and nice setup and stuff. And it's got really good mics and all of that. Everyone said that my sound quality is really good. So I'm really happy about that.
I feel like that is key.
Yeah.
Someone was just telling me that. Maybe it was us. We were talking at the Y. I can't remember. The sound quality is so important because if you hear one with bad sound quality, I think you just don't take the genuine or... I don't know if you just wouldn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
I guess. And I would agree with that. If it sounds like someone's talking into a tin can or like they're just talking on a speakerphone, and it just bothers me too when I hear them. So like I've done interviews where it's been online, which is not as good. I love being in person with someone. It's just better. But you can definitely tell the sound quality is slightly different because they got like probably some of them have their AirPods in and stuff like that. So it's not as good as the quality of the mics. So that's my next question. What kind of mics did you get?
Yeah. Let's see. So for the actual recording, I got the PodTrack 4 and then it was the Rode. R-O-D-E. Yep. Yeah. I can't remember which version, but yeah, I really, after like thinking it out and I at first was considering remote, only because one, it's easier to get into.
Sure.
And then you would have more ability for people to get onto your podcast.
Yep.
But the big drawback for me was that as a journalist who's done a lot of my interviewing in person, it's really difficult for me to like get a connection with someone who's remote. And the whole premise of my podcast is to sometimes ask hard questions.
Sure.
You know, at one point, you know, I had asked Ron, it was a really vulnerable moment. And he was talking about terminal cancer. And I asked him, you know, are you afraid to die? And that's not a question that I can almost imagine asking over a computer.
That would seem, yes, I would agree.
You know?
Because it's hard, because when we're sitting here face to face like this, I can get a sense for, I don't know, maybe your aura, the other person's aura.
Yeah.
Whereas going through the medium of the computer, I just don't feel that.
Yeah.
And when, you know, here's the other part that was hard for me is they have a delay on their end.
Yes.
So I have to wait and kind of, I had to watch them. My buddy came here and did all the setup and stuff. So I had to kind of watch when I was thinking they were done with their sentence so I didn't cut them off. Otherwise you'd have this, I don't know when I'm cutting you off and when I'm not. That was harder as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, for me, I really need eye contact because exactly what you said, like feeling it out. Mm-hmm. Like in that moment, I felt it out. I'm like, how is he doing? What space, what headspace is he in?
Yep.
Is this an appropriate question? And for me as a journalist, I've always found that it's not about the question that you ask. It's about how you ask it. If you ask it and your heart is out there and you care about what the answer is and you're not doing it to like grab a clickbait story or something like that. If you're there and you're meaningfully asking and you really want to know the answer, people respond to that so much better. But you can't always feel that remotely. And the other thing is like, I really appreciate eye contact. Mm-hmm. And through a computer, you can never get eye contact. Like, you think you can, but you can't. Because anytime that you're looking at the screen, you're not looking at the camera.
I know.
And anytime that you're looking at the camera, you're not looking at the screen. So, like, there's no possible way that you can ever get eye contact.
I was watching myself on the screen because we had a monitor, and I was watching him. After each question, then I would look into the camera. So I'm not actually looking at the person. That is a bothersome.
Yeah, it bugs me. Gosh. It bugs me.
In-person interviews is the only way it should be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't afford to fly people here.
I know.
Just for the heck of it. So
yeah.
So you do all yours in so far face-to-face?
Yes, face-to-face. Okay. I did when I figured out the equipment that I wanted to buy, which I also used AI for. I used ChatGPT as my shopping buddy. Man, it was so helpful. I'm like, I need you to make sure that all this equipment will sync well with each other and will talk well. I also need mics that do this, this, and this. So it helped me narrow down a lot. I spent like a whole day like doing that. Like it was a lot. But it was so helpful because otherwise I would have just been lost in this massive, you know, like ocean of information on what things I should buy.
Yes. So did you have XLR mics then? Or
yeah, see, I like, have the arm mics, yeah.
You, okay.
Yeah, and then so, I have the XL, yeah.
And then do you have
XLR?
With like a thing that you connect it to and then it goes into your computer?
So what I have is a Zoom PodTrack 4, which is a piece of equipment that all of the sound goes to, all the audio is recorded there instead of on my computer. The reason why was because I really wanted to allow for mobile if I needed, so I can pack up my equipment and bring it somewhere else.
Okay.
And it's not going to be like I could in theory go out and be on the road and not have my laptop ever. You know, so that one was really important to me so that I could have the versatility of like, I'd like it to be in my house, but if this person isn't comfortable being at my house, what about a quieter cafe or something? Like, I don't like the idea of background noises, but that's why when I picked my microphones, I specifically asked AI, and then I double check everything because I'm a journalist and I need to, and AI can be wrong. I did double check that the mics that I got were ones that would pick up immediately the sound right there and really eliminated like external noises.
Okay.
So it's like sound dampening for other noises that are going on in the environment. So.
Sure. See that now the audio is where I struggle. Maybe I should have used ChatGPT. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I got these ones and I can put XLRs into these ones, it says. And then I can also do this USB-C.
Yeah.
That goes into USB-C. So I'm still learning it, but I think I need the mixer, which is like that thing between, and you were just explaining it to you. So whenever I come over to do my podcast with you, I need to learn that because I want to be able to use XLR mics because, well, the XLR cords, because I just don't feel these are safe, but they're really good for the road to go somewhere, I think. So I got to learn that part, because when I have multiple people on, I have to have my buddy come in and monitor it, because without the mixing board, I can only do you and me.
Yeah.
And I can, like right now, I'm monitoring it back there. I can see our voices and all that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I need to do that. So that's one thing I need to learn from other podcasters, which was going to be you now.
Yeah. And so the cords, what helps with the cords is, because what I had found, I had originally done similar to this of like the USB mics, and I was trying to do it and I kept getting a echo. And so the big thing that helped is the XLR cords. They help differentiate it. And so my PodTrack 4, each person is on their own track. So I could, in theory, like say someone's like, you know what, I'm not good being on the podcast. Can you remove me? That's not going to happen. But just saying, for example,
sure.
I could take out their track, really? And just have the two. Or so the PodTrack 4 does both multi-tracks. So each person is on their own track, or it also does a combined version. So that's really helpful for the editing phase.
Yes.
But then allows for more people. And the Zoom PodTrack 4 that I have has 4 mic capabilities. And okay. So let's see, 4 of them. 2 of them can be mics. All 4 of them can be mics. But the third one can be through cell phone. And then the fourth one can be through like one other thing. I can't remember what it is. But like I could... If I wanted to, with this equipment and this setup, I could have 3 people on a mic and 1 person on a cell phone or through Zoom, and it would all record onto that SD card that is on my PodTrack 4.
Wow. Okay.
I know. So then, and it was only like $120.
I need to get that.
For real.
That might be the piece of equipment I am missing, to be honest with you. So with that, what was it called again?
PodTrack 4.
PodTrack 4. Does that have, you plug it into the wall or something like that to have the...
Yes, it does. It is battery operated. So you can take it on the road. But there is the option to like plug it in. And I do encourage that, because during Ron's, it totally died. I was so grateful that it died, but it kept all of the recording up until that moment. I almost cried.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
gosh. I had a similar problem with that. My father-in-law was on, and one mic wasn't recording until the end of it. And I found that out. I go, we did 1:20. I'm like, do you want to record again? And luckily it's my father-in-law. It was a sweet guy, heart of gold. He goes, yeah, we can do it again. Then I forgot to push the play on the video. So I have really good audio, really poor quality video audio. So it was just, you know, it's a learning experience.
Yeah, totally.
But I got to get that, the podcaster thingy.
PodTrack 4.
I don't know why I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
It was like $100 and some odd, right?
Yeah, it was really, really cheap in the grand scheme of things.
See, that might be what I'm missing is that piece of equipment. So then it takes that to an SD card and then
And that was so perfect because that was the big thing that I was like, AI, man, I need your help here.
What does it record into? Like a WAV file or?
Yeah, it records into a WAV file.
Sure.
PodTrack 4. Oh, sweet. Here we go. I'm going to send this to you. This was 160, it looks like.
Perfect.
Send that to me. So this was super amazing and really, really helped. But that was the thing that I went back and I was like, oh, I need these equipment pieces. And then I double checked with AI that like they were all compatible with each other. And then I asked it to brainstorm any challenges that I would have. I have literally used ChatGPT as my assistant. And every time that I have a problem with, at one point I plugged my PodTrack into my computer. I'm like, why isn't it showing up? You don't get it. And I'm like on AI trying to figure it out. Got the right cord and all the things. And then it was like, oh, double check that the cord you're using is a data one, like one that shares data and doesn't just charge.
Oh.
I didn't realize that there was different cords, Chris.
I wouldn't have thought that either. I just figured, plug and play, let's go.
Do they have the same ends that I need? Okay, no.
People don't understand. I mean, you go on and you listen to a podcast and it just seems like it's so easy to do.
Yeah, like
there's
nothing
to it. This is the easy part, is the talking.
Yeah.
It's going... Putting it on the computer and putting it out there is the hardest part, I think.
Yeah.
And just becoming your own audio engineer. I think that's the toughest part because I'm sitting there learning all these things. I got a mixing board, but it stinks. I don't even know. So I think I got to get what you just sent me.
Yeah.
That could be my knight in shining armor.
Yeah,
for podcasting.
Seriously. Oh man, I love it.
So when you, what were you trying to plug in? You were just trying to plug it into your computer?
And yeah, I was just trying to plug in the PodTrack into the computer so I could transfer the files.
But I thought it came on an SD card.
It does. So I did end up just taking the SD card out and then like plugging that in. So that worked.
So there's two different ways to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I just wanted to be lazy and like plug it in. And it said that it should be able to. So I was like, sweet, I'm just going to use this feature. And then it wasn't like doing anything. And I was like, great. Do I get a broken, like I got a broken PodTrack. And I was so mad. And I was like, wait, let me try a different
cord.
And sure enough. I didn't realize that some cords only charge things and some things actually transfer data.
Why can't they just all be universal and just do everything?
Why is... tell me how that makes
sense.
Just
to get more money out of us.
Yeah.
Us podcasters that make $0.
Yeah, for
Man.
Real.
So yeah. Now I got a question going back because before you started this, you had told me that you were thinking about this when I just passed you at the Y.
Yeah.
I want to say that was almost 6 months prior to you actually doing it.
Yeah.
I was kind of in the same boat in I think it's October of 2023. I'm like, I want to start up a podcast, but I don't know what the heck to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't ChatGPT because I didn't know it was really a thing yet.
Right.
So I was just doing the old normal Google, figuring out what equipment would be best. And I was like, well, I got a budget of like $1,000. So that's like plenty for two mics and stuff of that nature. So what I did is I first did that. And then when it came to about November, I'm like, okay, let me get at least four episodes recorded and that will give me roughly a buffer of a month to figure out the rest of it and just get more guests because I didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking it's going to be, we'll have a drink, beer, whatever it is, and we'll talk about cars or boats or something. Like, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because I don't know that much about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it turned into something totally different, which was come on in, talk, tell your story, promote something. I don't even care what it is. And so I was probably about 3 months prior, but then I had a month worth of recording to have that buffer. And it couldn't have worked any better than January 1 of 2024 was on a Monday. I'm like, perfect. They're coming out every Monday then.
Yeah.
And there's been some weeks where I've gotten down to a Thursday and I got no content yet until that person comes in. So I'm always like, don't back out.
Because
I don't have, like yours will come out this coming Monday. And I got to get a couple buffers in there because I know I'm going to be out of town on a couple weeks. So I got to make sure I have those ready and in the loop to go. So going back to you, you were like 6 months prior.
Yeah.
What were you doing leading up to that? Like what were your thoughts?
Just
researching or?
A lot of it was really trying to determine, you know, get clarity on what my podcast I wanted it to be.
Before you do that, what category did you put yours under? Mine's under like people and blogs or something.
Yeah,
like that.
What did I put it under? It wasn't entertainment. I think it was news storytelling or something like
okay,
that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to fit it into a category that didn't feel like it quite fit, but that was the best I got.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have had numerous ideas over the years. So this has been an idea that's been on my heart for like 2 years plus.
Okay.
And I kept being like, what is the podcast about? Like, I know I want to do this. I don't know quite what it was. And I got really nervous about it because same as what you were thinking, like, do I have enough content?
Yeah.
You know, can I just like talk and talk? Like, what can I talk endlessly about? Well, at first I was like motherhood for sure, because like that's got its whole plethora of topics and stuff. But then it came back to like, I'm a mom. I think I'm a good mom. People tell me I'm a good mom, but like, do I have any certifications or any like, why would people feel that I'm, you know, an authority to listen to on motherhood? You know, it felt weird. It felt weird. It felt like I'd have enough content, but it wasn't quite there, you know? And then at one point I was like, well, maybe I just need to not care if they think I'm an authority, you know, like not an authority, but like, what is it? Like influential person in that realm.
Sure.
You know, like maybe I just need to not care. I need to just do it anyway. And then I tried a few episodes and I was like, yeah, this is not quite vibing the way I wanted it to, you know? And then, the What I've Learned series kept coming back to me and I was like, you know what? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I kind of finally figured out what exactly it was going to be about. And then leading up to it was a lot of getting episodes, like getting all my equipment, figuring out how to do the equipment. There was such a steep learning curve here.
Sure, yeah.
Such a steep learning curve in getting into podcasting. And then I wanted to record enough episodes that I had 3 for sure done and edited and polished and ready to go. Because the idea was I read somewhere that when you first publish, you don't want to just publish one episode.
Yes.
Because then they like it and then they're like, when's the next one?
That's what I always was concerned about, is consistency. So mine come out at 5 a.m. every Monday.
Yeah.
So, and it's been like that for 80 weeks now.
That's nice. 80, that's awesome. You 81. Should be really proud of that consistency.
Well, appreciate that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do.
That was the one thing it said, like, most podcasters quit after 10 episodes. So yeah. If you made it past that, you made it past a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, because I have no signs of slowing down. Actually, I want to start up another one, another podcast that'll just be audio only.
Okay.
It'll be about real estate.
Nice. I think that's a perfect space for you.
Yeah, I have this
idea.
There's
so much that you could talk about.
Especially if it's only like once a week. I want to do like myths and and even knowledge of like, what are you signing? Why are you signing this? And my dad, who's got over 40 years of experience, me with 11 plus my lifetime of being around him, I'm like, how about you and me just do it? I already got the mics. We don't have to do video. We can just simply do audio and it can come out.
That's awesome.
30 minutes or so is all
it
takes.
I love
it. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to start another one too, I think, here.
Yeah.
So might as well. And that can come out on Tuesdays, because that's usually when sales meetings are for real estate agents.
Nice. There we go.
So we don't have that at our two-man company. We just talk amongst the wall. But yeah, you made sure you had your content and you're going to make sure it's consistency. So when do yours come out then?
So mine are scheduled to come out every 2 weeks right now.
Bi-weekly. Okay.
Yep. And I really wanted to do that because I didn't want to end up in a space where I had to like rush to get a piece of content, because especially with how life shapes us, it's very at times vulnerable stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to try to like rush someone into it before they're ready.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I want them to be ready to be on the podcast and, you know, willing. And honestly, I've had no shortage of people who are willing to talk, because the cool thing is, you know, I really genuinely believe this, that every person has a story. I mean, I'm excited to hear about what yours is, because you had talked about like moving down to, I think it was Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it was wrestling.
That's why I went down there after I graduated college.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And like, I would love to hear about that.
I have this whole year would be, is a really big thing that literally just happened to me. And actually I just added something to my plate. I was telling someone I just resigned from teaching after 10 years.
Oh,
now
wow.
I'm fully real estate, fully rental properties, fully this. I mean, I was always fully this, but, if I told someone, I said, if you'd asked me back last August, if I would have thought that I would be resigning from my teaching job, going fully into real estate and rental properties, losing our dog of only 6 years old, having a baby, I would have told you maybe one of those things happened, a baby.
Right.
I would, and now adding moving to the plate, because we just put our house for sale and we're moving closer to grandpa and grandma. So there's 4 things I could tell you right now. I got a whole story just for 1 year, but I look forward to being on yours, because no one ever comes and asks me questions usually.
Yeah.
So that's always going to be the fun part. And I've been on Paul Ebner's wrestling one. And I said, anytime you want me in, I'll come on in. I have no problem coming on into the studio. And his is obviously really easy, because he works at the radio station.
Right.
So he's like, come on in, clicks the button, and we're going. I'm like, that's way easier. I got to set up.
I know.
I got to make sure the mood's right.
Yeah.
But yes, going back to yours, I mean, you got to make sure that people are willing to come in and share their story, because not everyone's that comfortable, and then it's going to be public. And so that can be tough for certain people. Maybe not for people like ourselves.
Yeah, I'm pretty extroverted.
Like, and exactly. We're okay with being vulnerable. But that's good, that make sure it's consistent, I would say. And if bi-weekly is what you're going to get for now, that's great, because you can work yourself up to weekly.
Exactly.
Once people start hearing about yours and they hear the stories, I think they'll start reaching out to you if they already haven't.
Yeah.
Because that happened after about a couple months. All of a sudden, people go, wow, I'd like to be on. I'm like, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Those are my favorite ones, because I'm like, you want to be here. It's not me asking you to come on in. And then, you know, you never know. And then you finally reach back out. You're like, I'm ready now. I'm like, perfect.
Yes.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
Yeah, you know, like when the time is right, the right time will happen.
Yep.
You know.
And I wanted to have you come on so you could promote yourself. Because
I really appreciate that.
That's what it's about, I hear.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I'm excited to have you on as well. I think it'll be really fun. It'll be a really good conversation.
Who was your third episode with?
So Maria Espadas. Okay. So that's my neighbor. And she had such a cool story about like moving from Mexico to like the United States and, you know, moving out of her dad's house and all of these moves that she's done, which are like really risky. And but she took these risks to like follow her heart and her dreams and, you know, just kept going. And it was amazing to hear her stories. Side note, I did not realize that people slept in hammocks all the time, like in Mexico, like where she grew up.
Oh,
yeah. Like she said, it's like everyone sleeps in hammocks,
even in their house.
But like it's in their house. Like there, she said that they're like normally like concrete or blocks for walls, and you drill in and you hang up your hammock. And people will have a bed, she said, but they don't really sleep in it unless if they're married. Because I asked, I was like, wait, we need to back up here. Like, what? Like, for whatever reason, that just totally shocked me. And I was like, oh.
Seems uncomfortable, but.
You know, but she said that, like, from baby, you sleep in a hammock.
You're just used to it, I guess. Yeah.
That's awesome. Then she said the first time that she slept in a bed was after she had married her husband.
Wow. But that was different. She's probably like, why? I've been missing out.
Yeah. Missing out on that. She actually said it was uncomfortable.
I bet it probably was for her, actually. Yeah. She's probably not used to that.
Yeah, but then she talked about like the place that she lived and then she was working. There was alligators in the backyard, like just working next to alligators and sleeping in hammocks.
And now she's your next door neighbor?
Awesome. Yeah.
And it's cold up here?
Yeah.
No alligators, totally. Nothing like that.
Yeah, no alligators up here.
Totally different lifestyle change.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, as we're starting to wind down here, I got a couple of questions I want to ask you about your podcasting experience. I want you to give me your high and your low so far, or maybe your hardest thing and the thing you've loved the most about podcasting up until this time. Because like you said, journalism's in your background. You literally told me when you walked in here, you did a story on this building here with the previous owner, which was 8+ years ago.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So I want you to tell me what's a pro and a con so far you've had, or a high and a low of podcasting. Yeah. You can do whatever one you want first, or I assume you probably got something since it's pretty fresh in your head.
I would say the high right now is the satisfaction of these people's stories being told. Because just like how you had said that no one really asked me the questions, like, you know, have you had the chance to share your story in a way that's in depth and that you get to take an hour to do that, you know? And I, you know, like I'm a journalist, I write stories and I've done this for so long, but I haven't quite had that experience of doing that either.
Sure.
You know, and there are so many amazing stories to tell. And I think that we all deserve to have a story told about us, and especially being able to see it happen and see it come forth before we die. You know, like a lot of the stories that get told about us are at our funeral.
Right.
And I would love to help it be before then, you know, so we can kind of get some gratification. It really made my heart like full to see Ron's especially come through. He's got terminal cancer and they don't know a timeline.
Sure.
You know, and I'm so grateful because he got to like see the episode shared, and there's tons of comments of like, oh, Ron, you've always been blank, blank, blank to me. I love you so much, and thank you for all you blank, blank, blank did for me. And those moments, like that for me is priceless, that he gets the gratification of seeing some of those comments and knowing the impact that he's made on the world.
That's
like
awesome.
That is huge for me. And I feel like so many of us, you know, deserve that.
Yep.
And, you know, we have so many really cool things to tell. So that for me is the big high. The big low was when I recorded my first episode with the mic that was the USB one, and I didn't realize that there was going to be an echo, and I had them both hooked up to computers, and like I had the whole thing working it to what I thought it was, and I did this really great episode with Justin, my husband.
Yep.
And it was about child abuse and his experience of being a kid and having some really extreme child abuse and like what that taught him, because he used to live on the east end of Winona and in one of the shotgun homes. Mm-hmm. And his stepdad would beat the crap out of him and no one would ever do anything. Like, everyone knew, but no one would say or do anything.
Sure.
And I asked him, you know, has that, you know, are you still angry at that? Or, you know, like, are you still angry that they didn't, you know, stick up for you, or they didn't call the police, they didn't do these things? And he talked about, like, how he went through this at first being really angry, but now as an adult, accepting and understanding that, like, as adults, we don't always know, like, if we step in right now, is it going to make it better or is it going to make it worse? Mm-hmm. Or, like, there's so much more factors at play than what we know as a kid. And it was just a really good episode. And then I went back and listened to it, and it was totally unusable, like just completely echoed and terrible quality. No. And I was so sad about it.
That
and it was one of those episodes that you almost can't redo.
You know? That is tough. Yeah. Now, will it be published eventually? Did you redo it?
We have not redone it, but okay. It's on the books to redo it. Perfect. So, yeah. And, well, and I don't know if he'll talk about that or if he'll talk, because this one I'm just letting him pick which one he wants to talk about. So okay. He's got a lot of stories to tell.
Well, you know, that's funny that you say that, because when I first met your husband, was actually in a sauna.
Yeah.
And he asked me what listening to, and it was a podcast. And then he was telling me about a fitness one that he likes to listen
Mind
to.
Mind Pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of funny, because that's how him and I's relationship grew, is because we were talking about podcasts. Yeah. And now here we are.
Yeah. Well, and there was the real estate pieces.
And the real estate.
You helped us sell our house and buy the other one.
And wasn't it a dad too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Justin's mom.
Justin's mom. There you go. Yeah. Small house.
Their house as well too. Yep. Yeah. So
yeah, we've had a relationship all because of a podcasting question.
That's awesome. So cool. That's cool.
Well, before we shut this down, I want you to promote where people can find your podcast.
Yeah, so you can find How Life Shapes Us on Apple Music, Amazon Music, on Spotify, and then Podcast Addict right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a website or anything, or a social media page?
Yeah, I think it's just How Life Shapes Us, but it's through an RSS feed.
Okay.
So yeah, if they search How Life Shapes Us in any of those platforms.
What I'll actually do is, for those who are listening, if you want to go over, and you should go over, because it sounds like there's going to be some good stories on there about people's lives, and I'll put it in the show notes for those who are listening, so they can just click right on it, it'll go right to your podcast.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate you coming on in here, and for those who are listening to the Brews and Crews one right now, as the screen behind me says, like, share, subscribe, and 5-star, maybe comment, any way that you can help out this show. It is not monetized. So getting the story out there for not only for myself, but also for Tesla and hers, please go on there and like, share, subscribe, 5-star, do all those things. It really helps out. But again, this has been another episode of Brews and Crews with some kombucha. And we're going to give one big cheers to Tesla.
Woo!
Have a good week.